something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I remember a little girl who was deaf. And that little girl, when I laid hands on her, a little girl, I wonder how old, maybe, who knows, 6, 7, 8, 9, something, about this height. And there, she just went under the power. Just passed out. But her ears were unstopped. And she began to hear. The next day, yesterday, they brought her in. She could hear a whisper. How can you explain it? How can you explain it? We can only see that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now he says to us, of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I like this. Then he gives us in verse 18, no man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, which is in the presence of the Father, he had declared him. Jesus has declared God Almighty to us. Hallelujah. You know, one time the disciples of Jesus came to him. They said, Master, show us the Father. You've been talking about the Father all this time. Show us the Father. We'll be satisfied. Just show us the Father. They expected Jesus to say, all right, are you ready to see the Father? And then they would say, yep. Then he would just raise his hand and probably just pat the heavens and say, can you see him over there? No, Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said to them, have I been such a long time with you and you haven't known me? Anybody who has seen me has seen the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? They were surprised. He said, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Look at Jesus. Nobody ever talked like Jesus. Powerful statements. You read the 26th verse of the 5th chapter in John's Gospel. Jesus says, as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Boy, that just blows you away. He says, as the Father, as Papa God has life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. In other words, he's got that inherent life. He releases life. He is the embodiment of life. As God Almighty is the embodiment of life, Jesus is life. You know, he actually said it in the 6th verse of the 14th chapters in John's Gospel. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Definite article. I am the life. I just want to introduce Jesus to you for a moment. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He says, I am the way, the truth, the life. Then he said, no one comes to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. That's my Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm not into some religion. I'm glad I'm in contact with the living Christ. Amen. Can I ask you a question? Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me. How many of you have come to the Father by Jesus Christ? Have you come to the Father? You sure? All right, have you stopped praying? Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Talk to me now. I know a lot of our Christians are still praying that. They say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. You can't come again. You already came. You see, the day you were born again was the day you came. You came to the Father by Jesus Christ. Since you came, you've been in there. You don't go away. Now, you know, you think that when you go to sleep, you've gone away from the presence of God. All right? Because you're going to sleep. So you figure Papa God has shut his door. He's gone to sleep too. All right? So in the morning, you wake up and say, Father, I come to you. Well, I do not come to him because I live in him. You understand? So stop coming. Because by coming every day, you are telling him you always go away after the prayer. Hallelujah. Now, you know, there are very little things that change our whole structure of life. Why do many Christians get sick in spite of all the message of faith that they have heard and that they even preach? Why do they get sick? Very simple things like this. Very simple things. The things that the Father can accept from you while you're a baby. But while you're growing up in the Lord, some things are no longer acceptable. How many of you mothers here would like your 10-year-old son to come and suck your breast? Come on, talk to me. You don't want him getting milk out of a feeding bottle. You can accept that. There's a time for everything. He's still your son, all right. But now he's 10. He's got to learn how to feed himself. You say, use your hands, boy. By the time he's 15, you don't want to cook for him. You tell him, fix your own food. Come on here. That's the same thing with Papa God. Yeah, you've just been born again a few weeks, few months. You get a headache and say, God, heal me. And it goes. You know? You just pray for someone else and, boy, that's a miracle. And you're just getting all these beautiful answers to prayer. 2 years now born again. You get a headache. You say, in Jesus' name, Father, it doesn't go. Someone else lays hands on you and it doesn't go. You say, I figure I better go to the hospital now. The point is, Papa God is trying to get you to understand it's about time you learn to stand your ground. It's about time you learn to use your authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name forever. You know, I believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. This anointing, you better understand it. This same anointing by which I'm ministering to you now is the very same anointing that Elijah ministered with. That's the same anointing that Moses knew, that Joshua knew. Are you hearing me? That's the anointing that Samuel walked in. You come over in the New Testament, the same anointing that Paul knew, that Peter knew, that John knew. The same anointing of the Holy Ghost that Samson walked in. And you have to recognize it. A lot of times, many of us don't know what the anointing of the Holy Ghost is. So some of us are asking for a double portion of the anointing. There is no double portion of the anointing. Listen and listen well. Tell somebody, listen and listen and listen well. You know, we got 5 days, all right? By the time we're through on Sunday, let me tell you what. Oh boy, when you get back, they're going to say, I know something has happened to you. I know. Hallelujah. Sure. There are some of you here that are ministers. I welcome you in Jesus' mighty name. But I got something to tell you. If you just stick with this thing till we're through, let me tell you what. When you get back, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whew. I've been born again for more than 30 years of my life. And in those 30 years, Jesus did not change. And I learned more and more about him. Like the Bible says, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Your righteousness remains the same. You're not growing in your righteousness. You have the same righteousness with Jesus because he gave you his righteousness. But then you grow in grace. The reflection, the outward reflection of the inner influence of the divine power increases in your life. So you grow in grace. And you grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's talking more of an experiential knowledge of him. An acquaintance, you understand? An acquaintance. Getting to know who he is in a daily relationship with him. Boy, that changes your walk. Hallelujah. And you know something I love about this whole thing is Christianity is not a religion at all. It is the living, pulsating life of the divine creator in a human person. It is the expression of divinity in humanity. You understand? It is God at work in you. You become different. That's what Christianity really is. When you are born again, it's not a religion that you have joined. Are you hearing me? It's not a church that you have joined. It's something different. When you're born again, you become a new creation. The Bible says you become a member of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. The Bible says you become a partaker of the divine nature. A better rendering says a participator in the divine nature. That means you're participating in the divine experience. Glory to God. I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. See, if you're born again, how many of you are born again? Can I see your hand again? Great, great, great. Now, if you're born again, you have to understand you are no longer of the world. You are different from the world. John cries out. He says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Now, not when we get to heaven. You've got to catch this. He says, now are we the sons of God. Now, we are not going to be. We are now. Now, that is one reason why you should not be sick. Watch this, watch this, watch this. In the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, we find Peter visiting the brethren. The Bible says he was visiting the brethren and got to a man named Aeneas. Now, since he was visiting the brethren, that man was one of them. When he got there, this man had been sick of the palsy for about 8 years. In other words, he heard the gospel in that condition. He was a paralytic, lying there on the bed, and Peter came into his room. He didn't pray for him. He announced the gospel to him. He said, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you well. In other words, if you have Jesus, he makes you well. Listen, Peter couldn't take it. Peter couldn't take it. When he saw that man on the bed, he said, Aeneas, Jesus makes you well. He said, get up. That's the Peter who told us that we are partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, we're partakers of the divine nature. John cries out, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. He said, anything. He didn't say whosoever is born of God. I want you to understand it. He said, whatsoever. Turn into your Bible. I want you to notice it. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. You ready to see it? 1 John chapter 5. why we must be victors in life. Hallelujah. Why we must be victors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Are you hearing me? 365 days a year and 366 on leap year. A victor in Christ Jesus. Tell somebody, I'm a winner every day. Come on. Say it one more time. I'm a winner every day. Hallelujah. All right. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. He says, for whatsoever is born of God. For whatsoever. Now, there's a reason why he uses the word whatsoever instead of whosoever. Now, I know that a few new translations try to make it look like it's whosoever. No, no, no. I studied the depth of it. It's whatsoever. He actually said anything that is born of God. Why did he say anything? Praise God. Hello. When you live a winning life, you remain excited. I'm excited about life. Life is wonderful. I've had a great life, tremendous life. I've never suffered in my life. You know, sometimes you tell people that and they wonder, what is it? Some people have suffered so long, they don't know what it is to enjoy life. You know, they don't know it's possible to have a great life. They've suffered for so long. And of course you have, there are people with beautiful stories of rags to riches, you know, defeats to victory. I didn't have enough time to suffer. Yep, because I tell you why. Because I was born again pretty early in my life. So before I would discover the life of suffering, I was already believing this stuff. So I couldn't suffer. I've had a great life. And I'm going to just keep having a tremendous life. Why? Because this is the way, brother. This is the way. Hallelujah. You can walk in victory. Absolute victory. But first you must believe it is real. Now, what did we call this program? 5 days. No, we didn't say 5 days of destiny. We said 5 days for destiny. Carefully chosen words. 5 days for destiny. In other words, you got 5 days to change your destiny. 5 days to decide what your future is going to be like. 5 days to make up your mind you're going to have a wow life. Hallelujah. 5 tremendous days. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I tell people, you can be what you choose to be as long as it is consistent with God's calling on your life. See, the first thing you need to know in your life is God's calling on your life. Once that is clear, go and be that man, that woman. Someone was asking, hello? Let me give you this first. Let me give you this first. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever, anything that proceeds from God. That's what it's saying. Which means whether it is you as a person or it is something you are saying that comes from God, God's word. Are you hearing me? If you're speaking out the word that's coming from God, it overcomes the world. That's where our confessions create realities. That's why we can speak and have them come to pass. Because anything that proceeds from God overcomes the world. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I've been confessing a long time, nothing changed. Because you didn't change. Yes. See, there's some things you've got to put together. He says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Have you accepted it? No, you prayed every time. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of God, and come in on the Holy Ghost be with us, amen. And you're going out the door. They call it the benediction, the closing benediction. In other words, it's a closing prayer, the closing blessing. So we say it without thinking it. So we say it 10,000 times and never get anything out of it. But when you say it and understand it and believe it, that's the prayer of the Holy Ghost. That's why it's in there. He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. That's the glory of God in your life.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.